AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Game coverage brought to you in part by Shorts Root Beer Stand. It is a sure sign of spring. Shorts is open for the season. Tomorrow's special will be their chili cheese fries, and join Shorts on Friday for their crispy shrimp dinner. Shorts is open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Shorts Root Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater, where they are now accepting debit and credit cards. Reading ball to start the second half. They trail the Union City Chargers 28-9. The winner gets 21-1 Hillsdale Friday night in the district championship game.
An unenviable task for any team.
A shot and a score.
Matt Poblon gets it to go for Reading.
Shoots it in from the right blocks high, 28-11. See if Reading comes out with a little bit more offensive effort than they showed, particularly in the first quarter, where they couldn't hit anything. Shot from the left elbow, in and out for Bowes. Ball ripped away by Reading's Jared May. Alex Miller is cut off on the left wing. The give is to Pablon. Shot blocked, taken away by Union City.
Cody Cable with the ball, takes it coast to coast.
Despite the fact that a couple of Rangers were trying to swat the ball away from behind, Cable able to take it to the house, 30-11.
Cable having a solid game, 8 points for him on the night.
Well, a lot of potential candidates for Union City player of the game at the end of the night, which we will name for McDonald's of Branch County. Here's a give to the right baseline, a shot and a score going in for Reading's David Fitzgerald, his first field goal of the game, 30-13.
Ball. Reading intercepts.
Ball went through Vaccaro's hands, and a hip check by Cody Cable as Fitzgerald tried to take it to the cup. Cable picking up his first foul, team first of the second half. It'll be Ranger ball underneath their bucket. Reading moving from right to left and Union City from left to right here in the second half as we have switched sides. 17-foot jumper goes 18 for Alex Miller. Whistle.
Off of Union City, though, Reading's going to get it back underneath their bucket.
6:25 left to play in the third quarter. It is Reading trailing by 17, 30-13. The inbound comes to the right wing to Pablon. Pablon dribble driving, taking a 15-foot jumper in and out. People trying to box out. The ball goes out of bounds. Union City will get it in the backcourt. Reading's going to throw out a press.
You know, you figured they were going to have to put some pressure on Union City at some point relatively early in the second half.
You know, real,
kind of a
real,
token press, though.
Really a chance for Reading to play with some pride here in the second half.
Nice pass from Jalen Bowes to Darren Austin.
I was going to say Bowes to Austin. Darren finishes to give the Chargers a 19-point lead once again, 32-13. 5:52 left to play in the third quarter. Bowes is guarding the ball handler on the left wing. That's Pablon. He's mugged. We'll get it to the left corner. That is Jared May. Launches a three-pointer from the left wing. It's short. Nick Austin with a rebound. Gets it to Bowes. Bowes across the timeline. Reading sets up in their zone defense. Looks like a 3-2 zone right now. Bowes moves to the left wing, lofting it inside. Nick Austin line drives it short. No chance for Darren to get the rebound. Here come the Rangers.
I think he was trying to get it down there to Darren, but unfortunately hit the rim or the backboard.
Well, if that had gone through, he would say afterwards that...
Nice shot.
Yeah. Exactly. Here are the Rangers running their offense, and they travel with the ball. So who came in for Union City? Seth Bruce came in. I think Elijah Way also came in as well. Yep. Bruce inbounds the ball to Cable.
So they better go.
Way still behind the timeline, finally gets it across with Tyler Dieterle trailing him. Now here's Cable giving the ball to Darren Austin. Just 4 points on the night for the leading scorer. Now six.
He just blew down the lane, and nobody touched him.
Surprise. Reading. That quick first step giving the Rangers a 21-point deficit. Now back 19 as Reading scores underneath. Who got that score?
Gavin Stewart for the Rangers. Had a timeout. I didn't see who called it, though.
I saw that Reading called the timeout, and I'm trying to think, where's Gavin Stewart in my Reading lineup?
Very bottom of the page.
The clock has stopped with 4:17 left to play in the third quarter. I still don't see a Gavin Stewart. What number was he?
52.
That's Jared May. You're looking at Union City's Gavin Stewart.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
34 for the Union City Chargers and 15 for the Reading Rangers. Coming out of the Ranger timeout, they will throw out half-court press. Elijah Way was knocked down, no call. Cody Cable tied up, jump ball. Chargers will get it on the alternate possession arrow. Union City leads by 19. We'll try this again. The inbound comes to Elijah Way. He gets it quickly across the timeline. The feed to the other end of the blocks to Nick Austin, and he scores his sixth point of the game.
Nice feed from Elijah Way. Nick Austin able to finish it off underneath.
21-point Charger lead, 3:56 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Three-pointer from the left wing, a little long for Dieterle. Rebound by the Chargers. Here comes Cody. Check that. That was Darren Austin. He was fouled from behind, trying to take it coast to coast.
Foul's going to go against Tyler Dieterle of Reading.
It's his second foul, team first of the second half. And we will see Colin Krieger come in, also Kenyon Stutchel for Union City. And Jalen Bowles will come back in as well. It'll be Charger ball in front of the student section underneath us. And the inbound comes to Way. Right wing to Stutchel, now back up top to Bowes. Bruce with it on the right side, taking it to baseline. Now get it back outside of the perimeter. Swing the ball to the left wing. Couple pump fakes by Stutchel. Comes back to Bowes on the wing left side. 3:26 left to play in the third quarter, 36-15. And Colin Krieger was fouled as he caught the pass underneath the bucket. John Randall for Reading picking up his second foul, team second. On the shooting foul, Krieger to the line for the first time. First one is a brick.
It's actually a 65% free throw shooter, though, on the season.
Surprising that he got that miss, and it was kind of an ugly-looking miss, to be honest with you. See if he corrects himself in the back end. He does. His first point of the game, giving the Chargers of Union City a 22-point lead over Reading with 3:20 left to play in the third quarter. Miller across the timeline will get it to Dieterle, roaming around the perimeter. Cut off the baseline, launches a jump shot from the right side. It's short.
Rebound.
Chargers had the rebound. Krieger had it ripped away by Reading. Now a wide open shot up top for three is good for Matt Pablon.
Pablon was 7 points on the night now for Reading.
37-18, back to a 19-point Charger lead. How about 21 coast to coast for Elijah Way?
He's having a nice ball game for Union City. Seven points on the night for Way.
So obviously on a night where you're facing a much weaker opponent talent-wise, although Matt Pablon gets a take down the middle. A chance for Union City to spread the wealth offensively.
Yeah, a little bit. They're still well in command here. 19-point lead with 2:20 to go in the third quarter.
Currently 39-20. Way moving to the right wing inside the perimeter. Get it out to Stutchel. Finds an opening on the weak side to the left. He's fouled on the block. For the Rangers, Dieterle with his third foul. Team third, Stutchel will try and get into the scorebook for something other than a foul. as he steps up to the free throw line for a pair with 2:13 left in the third quarter. Off the back of the hoop, no good for Stutchel.
He's only been to the line seven times. He's 2 of 7 now on the season.
Interesting. Stutchel does split the pair. 20-point lead, 40-20. The Chargers doubling up the Rangers. Pablon now getting it across the timeline after a spin move to break free from his defender. Here's a take on the runner off the glass and good for Pablon.
9 points in the quarter now for Pablon.
I have to check those season stats and see where Pablon figured in the scoring averages.
I believe he was second on the team, if I'm not mistaken. 7.3
Pablon with another pump fake and a score from the free throw line. Pablon is on fire, and it's not just because of his orange and yellow jersey. 40-24, 16-point lead just like that on a couple of quick buckets by Matt Pablon for Reading. It's making things very interesting. As a result, Ben Chard telling the Chargers to go four corners here. Bowes on the back center line. Give it on the weave to Stutchel. He's at the center court circle. Bowes on the back left corner, way on the back right. Now Bowes gets it center court. Reading forced to show a 2-2-1 zone press. A nice pass underneath on the table. Oh, the bucket. A score for Elijah Way plus one.
Elijah Way falling on his backside. Gets it to go. And going to get a free throw.
John Randall picked up his third foul for Reading. Team fourth. It's exactly 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. 42-24, Chargers could be 43-24. Nope. But a rebound and attempt of the putback. Seth Bruce is fouled. And he'll go up for two with 59.3 seconds left.
John Randall, I believe, just picked up his fourth foul.
He most certainly did. So, trouble for Brett Kerspielo, the head coach of the Reading Rangers. Part of the legendary Kerspielo family that has figured in so prominently in Reading High School athletics over several generations.
Oh, you aren't kidding.
Bruce got the first one, right?
Yes.
Forgot to write that down. He does not get the second. It draws iron. The rebound by Fitzgerald. David Fitzgerald for Reading. 43-24, 19-point Charger lead, 49 seconds left to play in the quarter. Here's a jump shot, top of the key, long two. No good for Dieterle, but who got the rebound put back?
That went to Tim Miller.
His first bucket of the game, 43-26. Chargers are slowing things down, attempting to play for the final shot of the quarter with 27 seconds left in the frame. Here's Elijah Way, sideline left, get it cross court to Kenyon Stutchel. Good job of him not picking up his fourth foul here in the third quarter. Now slinging the ball to Elijah Way. It was off of his hands. He may have gotten distracted a little bit.
I think he did. The Reading defender kind of streaked in front of him trying to knock it away and just lost sight of the ball there for a moment.
Oh, Union City showing a full court man press. The inbound comes to David Fitzgerald. We'll get it to Tyler Dearly. 10 seconds left in the quarter. He's across the timeline. Bowes is on his shoulder, off the screen, breaking free, launching a triple. It's an air ball, and the ball is going to be picked up by Seth Bruce at the buzzer. After three, it is Union City 43 and Reading 26. Back in a minute, you're listening to March of Magic on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right, Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Fourth quarter about to get underway from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School, MHSAA Class C Boys Basketball Semifinals, Reading and Union City. The Rangers have the ball. They trail 43-26, but they did outscore Union City in the third quarter, 17-15. Shot on the reverse, short ball ricocheted. It's picked up by Darren Austin back into the Union City lineup. They'll get it to Nick Austin, and now Bose to reset. Union City going to slowdown mode with the 17-point lead that they currently enjoy, 43-26. Here's Cable around the perimeter, attacking the right baseline. The runner is short. The rebound hauled in by Fitzgerald immediately two-time. Going to get a whistle and a Union City foul.
Lucas Ficarro picking up another foul. Oh, his first.
Just his first, and the team's second for Union City. Five fouls up on the board for the Rangers. Reading ball in the backcourt. Union City setting up in a press. The inbound comes to Tyler Dieterle. Bose guarding him. Picking up a cheap foul as both cross the half-court line.
There's no sense for an official to blow a whistle on that.
Bose with his first foul, team third. And on the other hand, Union City does have a few fouls to give, but they want the game to go as quickly as possible here. They currently lead by, well, I was going to say they currently lead by 17. They now lead by 18 as Tim Miller scores and draws a foul.
Foul is going to go against Cody Cable, his second, team fourth.
30-second timeout called by Union City head coach Ben Chard. There's 7:03 left to play in the fourth quarter. The Chargers currently lead Reading 43-28. The competition is finished for nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes who are vying for 32 $1,000 college scholarships through the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Awards, sponsored by Farm Bureau Insurance. Check out the MHSAA website for a complete list of finalists and scholarship recipients. Applications for students graduating during the 2014-15 school year will be available exclusively on the MHSAA website in the fall. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics. Tim Miller to the free throw line for Reading, coming out of the Union City timeout. Unable to complete the three-point play. The rebound hauled in by Nick Austin. Quickly the other end of the floor. Here's Darren Austin down the middle. Shot blocked. Draws a foul.
Good move to the hoop by Darren Austin. He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
And the foul whistled against Matt Davis for the Reading Rangers. That is going to be his first, team sixth. First time that Darren Austin has been to the free throw line tonight, and the first one draws iron. It remains for the time being 43-28 Chargers, 6:55 left. Austin does split the pair, 44-28, almost a steal by the Chargers. Somehow Matt Pablon able to hang on to the ball, is almost knocked away by flying Darren Austin. Rangers are in trouble. Finally, Dieterle has it. Bose picks him up 40 feet away from the bucket. Moving between the circles. Now Dieterle bounce pass rolls off of the intended recipient, Pablon. He retains possession of the ball. Tries to take a jump shot from inside the free throw line. Blocked by Darren Austin. I think they may get Darren Austin with a foul, though.
Yep, that's the call. His second, team seventh.
A Reading will be in the bonus the rest of the night, but on the shooting foul, Matt Pablon, this is actually his first trip to the free throw line. First of two bounces and does not go in.
Pretty good free throw shooter, though, 67% on the season.
13 points for Matt Pavlon, 11 of them coming in the third quarter, making things just a little bit more interesting for the Rangers. They trail 44-28, 44-29 as Pavlon splits the pair. Free throw shooting for both teams, nothing really to hang their hat on tonight. Union City ball. Here is Jalen Bowes between the circles. He'll get it to Cody Cable on the back right corner of the front court. Chargers extending the Ranger defense. Here's a dribble drive. Vaccaro almost had the ball taken away by Fitzgerald, who runs into him.
Fitzgerald's first foul of the night. Team seventh, though.
They give the foul to Tim Miller. It's funny because I thought they gave it to 40 was in the way. Oh, the result is going to be the same. Lucas Vaccaro to the free throw line for 1-1. Front end bounces short. Flying in for the rebound is Tim Miller. Here comes Reading, 44-29. Shot from the free throw line by Pavlon, blocked by Union City. The Chargers get it back and travel with it.
Well, the Reading player bumped into another Union City player who bumped into Vaccaro,
you just
who was
described
forced
a,
to travel.
You just described a pinball machine movement right there. Well, after all that, Reading's going to get the ball back. 44-29, they trail by 15. Almost a steal by the Chargers. Here's Alex Miller with the ball. Head fake on the right wing. It's going to come back to Pavlon. Now between the circles, Tyler Dieterle with Bowes trying to poke the ball away from him. Moving off a screen is Dieterle. Bowes picks him up once again. Now kick the ball to Pavlon. Now inside, Fitzgerald and Vaccaro tied up. Vaccaro is going to be assessed the foul. His second, the team eighth. And David Fitzgerald to the free throw line. Leave just for 1-1. No, really.
I got six fouls.
Six
on.
Fouls up on yep. The board for Union City. I forgot. So that was the final foul before Reading goes up to a 1-1. A steal by Vaccaro. Ball loose. Poked away by Reading. The Rangers are able to get it back.
Fitzgerald corrals the loose ball.
Now here's Pavlon. A low dribble in front of Union City's Colin Krieger.
Poked away by Jalen Bowes. Back to Jalen Bowes.
Layup. Good, plus one.
Easy lay-in, and unfortunately, David Fitzgerald laid his hand on him.
It's a great pass, too, coming from Nick Austin after the steal by Bowes. 7 points for Bowes.
Oh, we have a
first foul against Fitzgerald. They called it an intentional foul, evidently. So Jalen Bowes will get to shoot two, and the Chargers will get the ball back.
Jalen, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, knocks the first one down. Didn't look like a flagrant or intentional foul by any means to me, but...
Well, we're up here, and the guys in stripes who make the calls that matter the most are down there.
Got that right.
Bowes misses the back end, but Union City will get the ball back after the technical free foul was assessed to Fitzgerald. Vaccaro lofting the ball. Bowes tracks it down in front of the timeline. Now around to Vaccaro on the right corner. Ball poked away, loose. It's going to be picked up by Krieger. Nice pass inside. Nick Austin's fouled.
Nice pass from Darren Austin to Nick Austin. Or was that Cable? Cable with the pass.
Alex Miller with his second foul. Team ninth on the shooting foul. It's Nick Austin to the stripe. First of two. Off the back of the hoop, off the glass, and through.
He got a lot, nice little no bounce there. And it hit the back of the top of the rim and just sat there and fell right through. Makes good on free throw number two.
Second one looked a whole heck of a lot better. 49-29, Chargers back up 25-03 and counting left to play in the game. Reading receives the ball on the inbound. The Chargers were pressing. Trouble at the half-court line. Finally, Dieterle comes up with the ball. He receives the ball and gives it to Pavlon on the left sideline. Trying to dribble, drive. Three Chargers close in on him, and we get a whistle and a foul. Now that will be the seventh against the Chargers, and 1-1 coming up for Reading. It'll be Krieger with his second foul, team seventh. And a line change coming up for Union City head coach Ben Charger. Saw Seth Bruce come in. Coming to the bench, Nick Austin, among others. Also Lucas Vaccaro. Pablon to the free throw line. Front end of a 1-1 coming up. Bounces, goes in, gets the bonus. 49 for the Union City Chargers, 30 for the Reading Rangers, 4:47 left. Pablon, second one, bounces off the hoop, flying in for the rebound. A Union City and a Reading player. It was off of a Charger shoulder. Oh, Reading will get it underneath their bucket, 4:46 left. They trail by 19 to Union City. Well, your impressions of this Reading Ranger team who will probably end the night at 0-21 in another 4:45 of game time.
Well, you know, the thing is, they're playing hard. And for a team to be 0-20 coming into district play here and stuff, and for them to be playing as hard as they are all the way to the end is a credit to Brett Kerspilo and his program.
David Fitzgerald fouled on his take along the baseline. He's going up for 1-1 as Colin Krieger has assessed a second quick foul, third overall, and eighth for the Chargers. Front end, well, it's a shooting foul. I stand corrected, and the first one for Fitzgerald goes in. You done coughing, Al? That's a yes on his part.
Yes.
Well, I can turn you up and mention that Fitzgerald sinks both free throws, 49-32, 17-point lead. Well, let's get your impressions on the Union City Chargers.
Well, they came out after this game right from the get-go, busting out to a 15-1 lead there in the first quarter, and it's been all Chargers ever since. And, you know, they got some nice pieces. They share the ball really well. They're not selfish at all, and they hit the boards pretty hard, too, and play some pretty good defense. So,
a couple of bounces one way or the other, we could be talking at an above 500 season for them.
Oh, I think so. You know,
given how tough the Big 8 has been this year.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Double dribble by Kenyon Stutchel on the right wing. But in the span of just several minutes, the first and second place teams in the Big 8 have been eliminated. They're talking about Homer being beaten by Hanover Horton in overtime, and Quincy's lost to Hillsdale earlier tonight. Turnover, the Chargers get the ball back, 3:52 left. They lead 49-32. Here's a dribble drive down the middle of the lane, a shot off the glass, and good for Krieger.
Colin Krieger taking it hard to the hoop.
His first field goal of the game. I don't think anybody's going to get into double figures for the Chargers tonight because they share the wealth so well. Offensive foul by the Reading Rangers. Tyler Dieterle picking up his fourth foul, and I think taking the charge was Krieger. 3:36 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's now 51-32. 19-point Union City lead. They will improve at the end of the night to 8-13, but they will have a mighty tough task ahead of them coming up on Friday night when they take on Hillsdale for the district championship.
Well, no question about that. I'm sure Coach Benchard was watching that game, though.
The runner from the left baseline short for away. Loose ball picked up by the Reading Rangers. Meanwhile, the Ranger losing streak will be extended to 28. They'll finish this season 0-21 as the Rangers travel with the ball. It's like a chance for more Ranger players to come in. It's a 15-person bench that Brett Kerspilo has. Not many seniors in there, though.
I think just two, if I'm not mistaken.
Charger ball on the alley-oop. Colin Krieger kicked the ball out to the right corner to Stutchel. Now Bowes inside looking for Bruce. That was tipped away and stolen by Reading. We're looking at a Union City-Hillsdale matchup for the district championship on Friday night. It's a 6 o'clock tip back here at Bronson, and we'll be on the air at 5:30 for the action. For Union City, Elijah Way with his first foul as Matt Pablon scores and gets ready to complete the three-point play with 2:53 left. He does. 51 for the Union City Chargers, 35 for the Reading Rangers. A miss on the fast break. Home run pass went to Kenyon Stutchel. He missed on the two-footer underneath. One of the rare miscues for the Chargers tonight. On Reading's take to the bucket, it looks like Seth Bruce gets picks up the foul.
And John Randall has just fouled out of the game.
Check that. I stand corrected. John Randall for Reading, and we're going to go the other way for a pair of free throws as John Randall picks up his fifth. Wasn't quite sure who was going to get the foul at this end of the floor, to be quite honest with you.
Seth Bruce going to the line for the Union City Chargers.
Matt Davis coming in to replace John Randall. He did not get into the scoring. He did pick up five fouls. First of two from Bruce is good.
Nothing but net.
Looks like everybody that has gotten into the Union City lineup will score up to this point. A miss on the back end by Seth Bruce. Union City has a few more players on the bench. Wouldn't surprise me if they saw action the remaining minute and a half or so. A miss rebounded by Bowes for Union City. They go four corners, leading 52-35, 2:15 left. Move down the middle and layup good for Elijah Way.
11 points on the night now for Elijah Way.
He's coming off the bench for Mr. Way. 54 for the Union City Chargers, 35 for the Reading Rangers. A steal by Stutchel. Layup short because he was fouled to the cup. Matt Davis picking up the infraction. Unless they give the foul to Alex Miller.
Which they did.
I don't understand that. First of two from Kenyon Stutchel, in and out. Now we will see some more of those bench players come in for Union City. In for the first time, Brandon Turley and Gavin Stewart. Gavin Stewart finally getting into the lineup wearing Charger maroon and white. Stutchel splits the pair meanwhile. And a quick 30-second timeout is going to be called. The Union City Chargers on their way to victory, leading 55-35 with a minute 55 left. The timeout, a chance for Coach Ben Chard, I'm sure, to get some more bench players into his lineup.
Well, I'm sure that got 14 on the roster here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
of course, and we mentioned 15 for Reading.
Right, with a 20-point lead like this. Only a minute and a half to go, a minute 55 to go. Game well in hand. Let those kids get a little taste of district basketball action. So nice to see Ben Chard doing that for his kids. And I believe Brett Caspilo has probably done some of that as well.
Scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard. End of the third quarter at the Three Rivers District. Sturgis is leading Vicksburg 32-25.
Pretty good game.
Here at Bronson, it is Union City in charge, wire to wire, 55, now 37, as Pablon gets a garbage bucket. Another one of the players coming in for Union City, getting bumped, whoever number 11 is in your roster.
Well, we don't have him, do we?
No, we don't. But he will go up to the free throw line for two. Brett Caspilo, the Reading head coach, and Ben Chard continuing to get players in for their respective teams. First of two. no good. Reading forgot that it was a two-shot foul. Another quick check of the WTVB scoreboard. Lumen Christi, number two team in Class B, all over Napoleon, 66-37. The Titans improved to 21-1. They'll play Stockbridge Friday night for the district championship.
Stockbridge is a team that knocked off Quincy earlier in the year.
Our mysterious number 11 for Union City splits the pair from the free throw line, 56-37. Union City is going to get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Our unknown number 11 gets the steal following the missed shot by the Reading Rangers. Union City ball out of bounds, and Reading will get it in the backcourt with a minute 16 left. And once again, coming up Friday night, it will be Union City versus Hillsdale for the Class C District Championship and the chance to advance to the Jonesville Regional next week. Opening tip will be at 6 o'clock back here at Bronson as an air ball is launched and missed by Tyler Dieterle for Reading. Our on-air time with yours truly, 5:30, right after Friday's edition of the Evening Journal. We hope you can join us. Hope that the Chargers can pull off what would be a huge upset if they can get the win over Hillsdale. Who got that bucket? Was that Stewart?
Branson Turley.
Brandon Turley putting the Chargers back up by 21. 30 seconds left. Again, Chargers will get the W. The only thing left in doubt now is what the final score will wind up being. Dearly fouled from behind after he received the pass. Or was it just knocked away? Just a clean knock away. Maybe the referees are showing a little bit of mercy here in the late stages. 24.2 seconds left. It'll be Reading with the ball. 58-37, Union City leads. Ball comes up top. Matt Petrie launches a jump shot from long range. Misses. Rebounded by our mysterious number 11. Here's Gavin Stewart. Ahead to Brandon Turley. Ball knocked away from him. With 8.1 seconds left, it'll be Charger ball. Stewart to inbound. Lofting it, intended for mysterious number 11, taken away by Petrie. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 25-footer, in and out, but he was fouled.
Petrie to the line for three.
I mean, what's the point in committing that foul so late in the game?
Not much.
That far away from the bucket. Blake Schellberg picking up the foul for Union City, his first, and for what it's worth, it's the team 10th. First of three from Petrie, an ugly one. It went wide left in a bad way, too.
Yeah, he's been shooting 63% from the line.
Second of three. He undercorrected there and bricked it short. The clock has stopped with exactly 3 minutes left to play. Union City leads by 21, 58-37. As we've crossed 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday night. Three bad misses. Loose ball is going to be tracked down by Reading, but out of bounds to Union City. We'll see if Reading calls off the dogs here. Nope, they're going to throw out the press. The inbound comes to mysterious number 11. He hangs on to the ball. Buzzer sounds. Game finally over. Union City led wire to wire, 58-37. They beat the Reading Rangers. The Rangers end their season at 0-21. Union City improves to 8-13. And like we established, the tone was set early when the Chargers led the Rangers 15-1 at the end of the first quarter.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was all Union City from the get-go for the most part. And I think they led 5-1 and then just expanded that lead by another 10 there in the first quarter. Kept up the pressure, and Reading did outscore them there in the third quarter by 17-15. But Chargers win this one going away with a final score of 58-37.
58-37. I couldn't even read my own handwriting, so I'll have to correct the posting that I put up on Facebook momentarily. We'll do that after this final break as we head to our postgame show. 58-37, Union City wins here by 19. No, they don't. They win by 21, don't they?
Certainly do.
You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
You don't know exactly when, but it happens every year without fail. Winter is closed, and the world is open. And Meijer has everything you need to greet the season in style. From the latest spring fashions to grills and grill gadgets, flowers to brighten up the yard, and furniture to spruce up the patio. If it's something to welcome the warmer weather ahead, you'll find it at Meijer and at low prices. So before you go outside, go to Meijer to get the most out of your spring.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
St. Patrick's Day will be an especially delicious day at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. They'll be celebrating the wearing of the green right on St. Patrick's Day, adding corned beef and cabbage and Guinness marinated steaks to their regular menu options. In addition, Scotty Butters will be providing music throughout the evening, so celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a delicious way at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, so much for your plan to hit Battle Creek's Marvac Camper and RV Show. That was last weekend, so lose the string on your finger.
But guess what?
It's still going on.
Just a little south of Battle Creek
at Halet Auto and RV in Coldwater.
Everything you missed at Marvac is on display and on sale now at Halet's 11-acre RV and Camping Superstore.
Due to last week's inclement weather, the special Marvac financing and discounts you missed,
that's held over for one more week at Halet's, too.
Browse at your pace.
Take all the time you need.
Over 350 units on display.
It's wall-to-wall tent campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and more.
Halet has a big new parts and accessories warehouse
where you'll find exactly what you need. 15 manufacturers displayed at Marvac.
Halet has product from 18 on the lot.
Plus, deep discounts, plus special financing to put the deal together for you.
So hightail it to Halet.
Halet Auto and RV, US 12, east of I-69, exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today, or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
We are back here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. Sean Watson and Al Rackesee, Mike Side. Our post-game show is brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they are a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. The second game of our Class C Boys Basketball District semifinal doubleheader goes the way of the Union City Chargers. They led wire to wire to post a 58-37 win, and here's how they scored. For the victorious Chargers, who improved to 8-13 overall, Darren Austin with 7, Cody Cable with 8, Kenyon Stutchel with 2, Brandon Turley with 2, Nick Austin with 8, Jalen Bowes with 8, Lucas Vaccaro with 4, Elijah Way leading the way for the Chargers off the bench with 11, Colin Krieger with 3, Seth Bruce with 4, and number 11, whose name we hope to get from head coach Ben Chard if we're able to get him up here for a postgame interview. Number 11 for Union City had one. Those were the 58 that they had.
Yeah, just a nice all-around game overall by Union City. a lot of players into the scorebook and pretty evenly balanced scoring there. You've got three players with eight, one with seven, and then Elijah Way leading the way, as you said, with 11 points. So good job by Ben Chard to get everybody into the game there tonight and get him some district action, if you will. And obviously they were in total control of this game from the beginning with that 15-1 first quarter setting the tone.
Meanwhile, for the Reading Rangers, whose season ends at 0-21, their losing streak dating back to last season now to 28. Matt Pablon leading all scorers with 20 for the Rangers. After that, David Fitzgerald with 6, Tim Miller 4, Alex Miller 5, and Jared May with 2. Those are the 37 that the Rangers had.
Well, nice night for Matt Pablon. The 20 points, and he scored 18 of those in the second half. So he tried single-handedly to get the Rangers back into the game. But
boy, howdy did he try.
Unfortunately, Union City just kept things under control and were able to keep that lead that they had built at the halftime and then build on it a little bit. So, but nice effort by him, you know, for Coach Brett Crispillo, tough season to go winless, but a lot of youth out there on the court for them, only two seniors. And it's kind of the same situation for Union City. They've only got two seniors. They're going to lose Cody Cable and Nick Austin, who are, you know, big parts of this team. But, you know, you've got other kids that contributed tonight. You get everybody else back. Plus, you got a JV team that I don't know how they did this year, but obviously you would think there'd be a player or two that'll come up from that team to help them out.
By the quarters, we mentioned 15-1 in the first, favoring the Chargers. It was 15-8. Union City in the second. Reading actually outscored the Chargers in the third quarter, 17-15, but Union City put Reading away in the fourth quarter, outscoring them 15-11. The final margin of victory here, 21.
Yeah, you know, again, just a solid game by Union City, and, you know, they scored 5 points, boom, boom, right out of the gate, and it was 5-1, then all of a sudden it was 15-1. And that set the tone for the rest of the game. They were able to keep up the pace and keep the pressure on the Rangers. And Rangers made some ill-advised passes and didn't shoot very well in the first half. They shot a little better in the second half and didn't turn the ball over quite as much, I don't think. So they did make some improvements there, but not enough to dig themselves out of the hole that they got into early.
So it will be Union City against Hillsdale Friday night for the Class C Boys Basketball District Championship game. Our first game tonight saw Hillsdale pull away in the second half to beat Quincy. Final score was 67-51. It was a 25-25 score at halftime, but Hillsdale outscored Quincy in the third quarter 26-13 to really put the game out of reach for the Orioles, although they gave it their best shot at times.
Yeah, nice season again for Coach Scott Rotisiler and the Orioles, but you know, they just fell a little bit short tonight. They have five seniors that they're losing, so they'll have some replacing to do of some players. So, you know, again, congratulations to the Quincy Orioles on the great season that they had this year.
Jake Ryder with 14. He'll be back next year. Jimmy King with 10. He will be graduating. Nick Haberl had 9. He'll be back next year. Michael Tesh finishing out with 6. Logan Miller with 7. Those two will be graduating as well, along with Michael Fair.
Yes.
Meanwhile, for Hillsdale, 3 players in double figures. Patrick Drews with 20. Brandon Beischer, the team's leading scorer, averaging 18 a night. He had 19. And Andrew Wilcox with 10. So you look ahead to Friday's game. Hillsdale could prove to be quite a handful for Union City.
Yeah, they would be a handful for anybody. I mean, you look at their record, 22-1 now. And you know, they just
actually 21-1.
21-1. Okay.
They would be 22-1 if they get the win Friday night, but let's not put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, wasn't trying to do that by any means. But, you know, again, Brad Felix has been around for a long time and done a really nice job with that program. And, you know, he's got kids that want to play basketball over there at Hillsdale, and they like to play his style of play, and they listen to him, and they do what he says. And he's been blessed with some talent over there. You know, the Laser Boys were there a few years ago. But, you know, Brandon Beischer, you know, very nice basketball player. But whoever takes them on, whoever would have won this game tonight, be it Union City or Reading, is going to have a tough time with Hillsdale on Friday. But, again, you know, as we've seen the upsets that we've seen already on the scoreboard and stuff, anything can happen this time of the year. So best of luck to the Chargers on Friday night.
We're keeping tabs on the Class B district semifinal at Three Rivers between Sturgis and Vicksburg as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. Vicksburg just not going away with a minute two left. They trail Sturgis 46-42. Vicksburg has started to launch three-pointers, and to their credit, they've been making them.
And they're probably going to get in a situation here where they're going to have to put Sturgis on the line, the way it sounds, with that little bit of time to go. So,
and more often than not, as we've seen the past 4 years, it has been a certain number 30, Chance Stewart, that teams have been sending to the line.
Generally, because they usually, you know, Sturgis usually tries to get him the ball. So Chance, very, very good free throw shooter and very capable of taking his team to a win in the district there.
We'll go ahead and take this one last break from McDonald's of Branch County and name our McDonald's Union City Player of the Game.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss him if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. Five hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our Union City McDonald's Player of the Game, a whole plethora of choices tonight as we looked up and down the score sheet for the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, very balanced scoring for the Chargers tonight. And, you know, 7 points for Austin, 8 for Cable, 8 for Nick Austin, 8 for Jalen Bowes. And you had a couple guys in there with 4 points apiece. But, you know, we're going to give Elijah Way our Player of the Game tonight. He came off the bench for Coach Benchard and got 5 quick points there in the first quarter. And then he added 6 more in the second half for him, and I thought he gave him a nice spark coming off the bench. So probably a player that you wouldn't maybe expect to be named Player of the Game, but we're going to give it to Elijah Way tonight for his effort.
Oh, once again, congratulations to Elijah Way, our McDonald's Union City Player of the Game. As the head coach of the Union City Chargers, Ben Chard, joining us on our post-game show for Union Pallet and Container. First question that I have is a bit of bookkeeping. Who is number 11 on your roster? I didn't see his number in the roster that was given to us.
That's what happens when you add sophomores late at the year. We started a new tradition where we like to pull up the sophomores to come and kind of practice that last week with us and experience the varsity level. So,
and then he got to come into tonight's game.
Yeah, absolutely. Brett Ake.
Brett. Okay, he was listed as number 14 in our roster, so that's where it came from.
We'll blame our AD, Jeff Hammond, on that one. He needs to check and cross his T's.
I'll take care of that. I can blame him really well. So,
so start of the game, 5-1 Chargers, and then you explode for 10 points to take a 15-1 lead, and that set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Monday, we're obviously a young team, and Monday we started out of the gate real slow. Bronson had a great game plan, and obviously on their home floor they came out and really punished us. So our concern going into this game was the fact that we beat this team twice and what our mental capacity was going to be coming into the game. We focused yesterday hard on the mental aspect and then again today in our pregame warm-up. And so when they came out and played outstanding defense, it just set the tone. Reading missed a couple bunnies, which really helped, and then we were able to fast break on them. So And when you start a first quarter like that, it just builds momentum. And then, like you said, when our second group came in there, especially Elijah Way, we've been waiting that for a month. He's been up for a month, and we saw that on the JV level all year. And he finally felt comfortable tonight and started doing what we knew he could do, which is taking the ball to the hole. So outstanding game for him.
Well, nice night for him to do that, you know, in your district semifinal and whatnot. So great for him to do that. But
Has one of the tendencies of your team been balanced scoring up and down your roster like we saw tonight?
Yeah, pretty much. Darren Austin leads us most games, but then probably over half the games. But then every other game, we've had a different leading scorer. And, you know, we're going to be returning 9 next year. We're very young. And so every game's a new challenge to see who's going to step up and put the ball in the hole. So as they've gotten comfortable, obviously we have 4 sophomores playing a lot of basketball for us, and they just keep getting more and more comfortable and understand that they belong at the varsity level. So balanced scoring attack's been there all year. And, again, it's always a surprise to the coaching staff who's going to step up, just like tonight.
Have you been able to use your bench the way you have tonight throughout the season? I mean, are you getting those kids of playing time and experience out there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a philosophy going back when I was in school, actually, maybe back to the 50s and 60s with my old man. But you don't bring up sophomores if you're not going to play them.
Right.
And Coach Tunnable told me that when I got the job, don't bring up a sophomore if you're not going to play him.
That's right.
So, yeah, we've been playing them all along. And, you know, there's growing pains. There's just so much to learn at the varsity level that some games, you know, mentally they lose it, but then they bounce back the next game and have an outstanding performance. So, again, to have 4 sophomores the entire year, or, well, 3 the entire year, and then the 4th halfway through the year, just shows the character of those young men.
Yeah, you know, as freshmen and sophomore, they're really still kind of growing too. And, you know, when you get to the varsity level, the speed of the game picks up. It gets a little more physical and that type of thing. So kids obviously have adapted to that pretty well.
Yeah, it's just like coaching, going from JV to varsity. Holy cow. That 32 minutes flies by. So, yeah, they've adjusted well, though. We looked at them in the summertime and of course, we didn't tell them, but we'd kind of made our decision in the summertime and had them up with the varsity all year just because of their physical abilities. They're very gifted. And then we just been working on the middle part. So, again, for Elijah Way to come out tonight and demonstrate what we've seen since last summer was just exciting. And what a great group of kids.
I know the kids want you to get back on the bus so they can get back to Union City. Let's talk briefly about Friday's matchup against Hillsdale. You saw a good chunk of that game with the Hornets coming out on top over Quincy. What were your impressions?
They're okay. I don't know.
Just okay?
No. Of course, they're one of the best teams in the area, hands down. I know they only have 1 loss, and to watch them Monday against Minden, you know, close at halftime, and they just opened it up in the second half. They made the excellent adjustment again tonight against Quincy, where I didn't think Quincy ever gave up, but, you know, they made the right adjustments again at halftime, you know, tied 25-25 and then to win by over 15. You know, we're going to have a game plan. It's probably watch the movie Hoosiers about 15 times, let them know that this stuff does happen, and then hopefully come out and Gary Baker's told me all year that he's been waiting us to pull off an upset, and I've told him all year, let's do it in the district finals, so maybe his prediction will come true. But it's exciting for our kids. It's exciting for our community. You know, we're the last team in Branch County and playing basketball right now, and who'd have thunk that going into the year? So I'm real proud of
him. Just so you know, too, Homer got beat tonight.
That's what I understand.
In overtime. So
Coach Huffman and I are great friends going back to school, and we talked all day today, game planning and trying to decide for both of us. And I'll be honest with you, I thought they were going to come out victorious. Their team is outstanding.
Yep.
And to find out that they lost in overtime is a heartbreak for me personally.
But, yeah. Well, we've had an opportunity to watch Hanover Horton over the course of the years and either usually in regional play and stuff, and Chad Mortimer's been the coach there for quite a long time.
12 districts in a row.
Yeah.
He's won.
He's He knows what he's doing when it comes to coaching basketball.
He's got something going on over there, doesn't he?
There's no doubt about it.
There's something in the water.
There's a little mojo in the water over there. But, you know, Homer did have a tremendous season, and it is tough to see a friend go down like that. But you've got an opportunity to pick him up a little bit. Maybe you guys can pull off that magic win on Friday night.
Yeah, it'd be exciting. There's no doubt. I know our kids are going to play hard, and as long as we don't give up, you know, anything can happen for sure.
That's all you ask for.
Yeah, you're right. They are waiting for me. I guess I got to treat them to McDonald's. I might even supersize that for them.
I'm Ben Chard, head coach of the Union City Chargers. We'll see you back here Friday night.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Not a problem.
Coach.
Ben Char, the head coach of the Union City Chargers, joining us on our postgame show following Union City's 58-37 win against the Reading Rangers. As we go over the WTVB scoreboard, it is finally, go ahead and put those headsets on. You will be blown away when I tell you what the final score of that Class B Boys Basketball District semifinal between Sturgis and Vicksburg was.
Well,
Sturgis 52, Vicksburg 49. The Bulldogs missed a three-pointer in the buzzer that would have sent it into overtime.
Well, good ball game. I would have expected Sturgis to beat them a little more handily than that, but obviously Vicksburg had different ideas. And
so it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be Sturgis against Edwardsburg Friday night for the finals of that Class B district championship. Future Wolverine Conference foes, by the way, Edwardsburg earlier tonight beat Three Rivers after the Eddies had beaten Coldwater on Monday night. So, as we mentioned, Union City, the last team from Branch County standing in the boys basketball tournament.
And congratulations to Ben Chard and the Chargers, and we wish them the best of luck on Friday night against the Hillsdale Hornets, and Sean and I will be here to bring that game to you.
Again, it's going to be a 6 o'clock tip from here at Bronson Junior Senior High School. We will hit the air at 5:30 Friday, right after the Evening Journal. That's a story from here at Bronson. For Kendall Laney and Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios, for my broadcast partner, Al Rackesy, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Vikings. The final scores in tonight's Class C Boys Basketball District semifinal doubleheader. The first game saw Hillsdale beat Quincy 67-51. The nightcap, Union City on top of Reading 58-37. It will be the Chargers against the Hornets Friday night for the Class C District Championship. 6 o'clock opening tip. We're on the air Friday at 5:30. And until then, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Hewley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.